Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we've been talking about discerning, distinguishing, identifying the voice of the Lord as He speaks to us as individuals. We want to remember that this is like the first primary job for any Christian, is to be able to experience and recognize and respond to God's voice speaking to us as individuals. It's not about learning something or joining something. It's about relationship with God. Being a Christian is relationship. And the primary definition or element of relationship is communication. Being able to relate to one another begins with communicating with one another. And so being able to distinguish, to discern, to recognize, identify God's voice when He's speaking to you is of primary importance. Anything else that we think we are responsible for or called to do, there may be things, that projects that God wants to have you work on, but they will only come, be birthed, grow out of relationship with Him. This is not something, hearing Him, knowing Him, is not something you need to talk Him into. God wants to hear you and wants to speak to you. So, looks like we have a caller. Area code 435. Are you on? Hello? Who am I speaking to?
Hi. This is
Hi.
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Do you have a question about our topic today?
Yeah. Actually, I'm trying to learn how to actually do to get in touch with God and to use mm-hmm. my own strength instead of, kind of calling around and going to different prophets. But I want to learn how to just to make sure. And because if I hear it, then I know definitely it came from God. So I'm just on your line just to strengthen that up.
Okay, good. Well, we are going
strengthen
to be talking
that or strengthen that up.
We're going to be talking this little series, we're going to be addressing that very thing. Now, one
uh-huh.
thing to remember that it's simple. Knowing God, hearing
yeah.
Him is simple. And we're
uh-huh.
the ones who make it complicated.
Right.
Okay? So if you have any
okay.
questions during this time, if you were in the chat room, if you want to put a note there, or you can always email me, and we'll try to address those specifically. Okay?
All right.
And if you also want to email me, I have one of my books addresses this as well in detail. And
okay.
that's where we're getting a lot of the information, because, again, it's something God wants you to be able to do. So He's not
right.
making it hard. We are. Okay?
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
So when we're talking about, and that's a great example of, we are so often incorporated into a structure of a church or our own beliefs that we look to other people or other things to hear God for us. And, Kyle, you know, he loves you. He wants to speak to you directly. You know, if we thought about, you know, our relationships, if we ever thought, well, somebody, you know, if someone we love doesn't love us back, one of the ways we know is they don't want to talk to us. And this is how, you know, I wonder if God sort of gets that same idea that we're really not that interested because we let other people stand between us and him. A lot of times we don't know. We don't know that, no, this is what he wants, and this is where changing our beliefs comes in. So one of the best ways, the most important things we can do to sharpen our hearing, and again, we're in a little series now, so you can go back and listen to the last couple of shows in the archives, but is to spend time with him. God himself will sharpen your hearing. It's his job to clear out your ears, to heal your wounds. And he does that as we spend time quietly waiting, listening. Not necessarily hearing something. We're not trying to get a word from him. We're not trying to learn something from him. But we want to start focusing on putting our attention to giving, making ourselves available to him, giving him an opportunity simply by being in his presence. He makes us able to hear him. And remember, you're always in his presence. Sometimes we feel it, and sometimes we pay attention to it. But you are, if you are in him, if you've been re-spirited, born again, you are always in his presence, spiritually speaking. So you are in your spirit. You are hearing from him. The problem is our soul. Our soul has developed flesh, its own way of doing things. So as we spend time with him and make it a priority to allow him to teach us, to reveal himself to us, we find ourselves hearing him much more clearly than we ever thought. And he changes our expectations and our beliefs. He gives us the encouragement and the direction we need. He makes us ready for whatever tomorrow holds. So we spend time with the Lord throughout the day, 24 hours, 7, because remember, your spirits are always talking to him, so you're always in his presence. But what you will begin to do is become more tuned to his speaking throughout the day. And this is why those times that we just set aside to hang out with him, we don't have any expectations. Odds are he's not going to talk to you during those times. But what you're doing by just listening, by waiting, by resting with him, is he is doing the work. He is changing what you hear, the way you hear, even without you knowing about it. This is one of the ways he proves himself faithful to us in ways we don't even know we need to be changed. He does. But this way we can objectively evaluate what we are sensing, what we are hearing, and what we are discerning, because this is a training opportunity we have here. This is not about proving something or getting something from God. This is simply training. So God wants you to have confidence that you are hearing him. And one of the ways he does that is not only speaking to us, but teaches us how to test what we hear. That's we're in that place where that's a big fear we have, that we don't want to be fooled. We don't want to be tricked. We don't want to be deceived. And this is one of the reasons we go to others to confirm it. And we go to others to say, am I hearing from God? Is this from God? How do I interpret this? Rather than going right to Him. And I suspect a lot of the things that we receive in that level are really not from Him at all. Instead, they're from other sources. But because we have not learned how to test for ourselves, we trust that others around us will carry the load for us. And God wants to have a relationship with you. So He wants you to be able to hear Him clearly. So the first thing we need to do, where we started last week, was identify who is talking. Again, He gives us ears to hear. The first step in hearing the voice of the Lord is recognizing that you are hearing something. And again, this is a lot of times just focus, increasing your awareness. God can speak to you in your awareness any time of the day, whether you're doing something else, whether you're driving, whether you're watching TV, whether you're sound asleep, whether you're doing calculus, whether you're having a conversation. He will interrupt what you are doing with a rising up of His presence. That is His knocking on your door. And over time, we'll go through some of the examples of how He knocks. And the whole point is not to learn the different varieties and ways of His knocking, but to recognize that He's knocking, to recognize His presence, His movement in our lives. And then we'll learn how to respond and then what to do with it. So this may involve the Lord cleaning out your ears and perhaps clearing away, healing those wounds and beliefs that may be keeping us from hearing clearly. Whatever the condition, wherever you are right now, this is where you start. Don't worry about it if you think you've missed Him in the past. This is where you are right now. Start now. Give Him an inch, and He will take a mile. And again, it's not complex. It's simple, but it's not easy. Because your soul doesn't want to be dependent on your spirit. It wants to control its own little world the way it has been. But whatever the condition of your hearing right now, ask God to give you ears that hear. You know, the Bible says, for those that have ears to hear. Well, everybody has ears. We want ears that hear. And we ask God for that. He makes us able to hear. We don't have to try harder, believe different, practice more. He changes it. Now, we cooperate and value what He has for us, but we're not making Him do it. It's always there. And he gives us a heart to respond. He teaches us how to respond by recognizing how He is coming to us. His presence will teach us whether this is a time to just enjoy His presence, or whether it's a time to make a decision and act and go do something. So what is on God's mind, He will relate to us so we are certain and sure and absolutely positive of it in whatever way He chooses. Your pathway, your training is going to be different than anybody else's. We can share experiences, and we want to. But the goal is not that this is the way to do it. The goal is, look at the wonderful variety of ways God reveals Himself. Our desire is, again, to have that confidence that we are hearing Him clearly, that we are able to test what we hear and then respond and act accordingly. we often miss that connection between what's going on in our lives and the direction from the Lord, simply because we have a preconceived idea of what and how the Lord speaks. In other words, throughout your day, He is arranging your circumstances, determining who you come in contact with, whether you're having a so-called good day or a bad day. These are all opportunities that He is creating to communicate and reveal Himself to you, to us, to all of us. Your day, your 24/7, everything that's going on in every single day, these are all circumstances that God has arranged specifically in your life to bring you to that place where you can let Him reveal Himself to you. He is your personal trainer. Now, He wants us to be in fellowship with one another, in communication, in encouragement. But a lot of that's just because we need to learn how to work with one another. It's not that it's a qualification, because there'll also be times when He wants you to separate from one from everyone. The goal, the whole point is, do we know what God wants us to be doing as part of our project, as part of our day, or are we just floating through this time here on this earth and missing our opportunities? So what do? We are making ourselves aware of His presence, and we're making ourselves available to Him, that He would reveal His voice, reveal Himself, reveal His presence, that He would tap us on the shoulder throughout the day, knock on our door, get our attention. Then what? The most important phrase you can learn, and if you want to use a different phrase, it's fine, but come up with something that makes sense to you. My phrase, for me, when I sense that presence, when I am interrupted in what I am doing, I ask, Lord, is that You? If you want to use a different phrase, that's fine, but the whole point is you respond. There's a knocking on your door, a tapping on your shoulder when His presence rises, or if there's even something stressful going on. Lord, is that You? What you're doing is you're answering. You're responding. You're saying, here am I. Something's going on. I'm going to pay attention to it. So remind yourself that knowing God is simple. We often want to make it complex for reasons of control of others, because we want to have a 10-step series, or to keep from changing our own beliefs, or even we want to keep from experiencing the pain that often accompanies getting healed or being the first one to try something. But really, the bottom line is, it is this easy. God, is that You? Lord, is that You? We'll come up with guidelines, and these are some of the things that God will teach all of us together. But the bottom line is the answer to that question. Lord, is that You? So you say, when you are interrupted in your day, in whatever sense, say you hear what you believe to be the Lord, and then you ask, Lord, is that You? Say you hear, yes. How do you know this is the Lord? There are two voices that speak to the sheep, the butcher and the shepherd. Is the voice you're hearing, and I don't necessarily mean yes, but an affirmation, a positive, a response. Do you say, is that You, Lord? And there's some kind of a response. It may not be necessarily yes, but that's very often where He starts, because He knows we need to start simple. So we will, in our spirit, in our soul, sometimes audibly hear yes. How do we know it's the Lord? There's the two voices, the butcher and the shepherd. Is that voice, that response you're hearing, reflecting the qualities of the Lord and his unconditionally gracious, loving stance toward you? Is the voice encouraging, accepting, loving, honoring, or is it condemning, harsh, arrogant, or demeaning, or pressure, critical? Now, sometimes he may say yes in an urgent way because there's something he wants to talk to you about and he just wants to get through this. But it will never be harsh. So we want to be sensitive with that as well. One example I remind myself of is I've heard it said that God never yells. So if you hear someone yelling at you, it's not God. But I got to tell you, I think God reserves the right to communicate with us however he chooses. But even in that yelling, there will be a sense of urgency getting our attention rather than that pressure, that threatening, that manipulation, that coercion. So it's best to learn to rely on our inner knower, and you'll develop an awareness of how yours works to be able to recognize his voice rather than to rely on a set of guidelines. This only comes through experience, through time. As you spend time with him and increase your awareness that he is always talking to you, you will begin to learn how you hear. You right now are going to hear differently than you will 10 years from now. And you will hear differently than I hear. It's part of the process. Part of your job here on this earth is to learn how to hear him according to what he's teaching you. Again, he wants to have you and will have you ready for what he has for you tomorrow. And so what you need for tomorrow might be totally different than what you'll need for your tomorrow 10 years from now. So we are developing a trust and a confidence, and he is going to prove himself to you. Not only how much he loves you, but that, yes, you can hear him clearly. When someone you talk to often, when a family member or a friend calls you on the phone, how much do they have to say before you know it's them? They don't generally have to say, hey, it's your sister. You know, it's usually, hey, it's me. And you know who that is. If it's somebody you have a relationship with, someone you spend time with, someone you talk to on the phone a lot. And that's what we want. We want to talk to God a lot so we will recognize his voice. I love the story about how the shepherds used to, and probably still do, take their sheep to the watering holes, and all the sheep would commingle. And then you think, how are they ever going to figure out whose sheep are who? And then to separate them, they just start singing as they walk away. And those that know that song follow the singer. That's what we want. We want to recognize his song for us. Not by guidelines, but by familiarity. As we habitually turn to the Lord first, when discerning the origin of a voice, we will not continue to make that mistake of going to others for confirmation. If it's from the Lord, who best to confirm its authenticity but the author? Now, doing this may take a while to get used to, because what you will really find is God has a lot to say to you. There's a lot of things that are on his mind and on his heart that he wants to share with each one of us. Remember, God's basic nature is that he is giving. The Lord so loved the world, he gave. This is also one of the ways you can determine if someone is a dependent Christian, is in a relationship with God, is they will have a giving being around them. They will not be worried about who's getting credit. They will not be worried about holding on to their own. They will have a gracious and generous attitude. I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking about of their personhood, of what they have. And we don't always get to decide what that is, but you'll feel comfortable about that. Rather than, okay, I'm supposed to be providing to this person. So we start recognizing by experience God's grace toward us is based on his giving life. Salvation is all about receiving unconditionally what God gives unconditionally and just saying thanks. He's not waiting for you to qualify, or now that he's done this for you, now you have to do this. No, all he's doing is bringing you into a more and more expansion so you can receive more. And likewise, ministry is simply giving what you have received unconditionally without expecting anything in return, and just saying you're welcome. Now, we can only do that when we know that all our needs have already been met by him. And God knows what you need in order to have that confidence. He knows what wounds need to be healed. He knows what lies need to be unveiled. He knows what truths you need to hear. He knows what generational curses need to be lifted. He knows what information and facts you need to see. He knows what you need for tomorrow. And he has them there. Now, he's kind, and he's comforting. So he does not drop this on our head where we can't handle it. He's gentle with us in bringing us on a day-to-day basis through that healing, through that exposing of the lies, through the new beliefs. He gives us the encouragement, the comfort, and the truth that we need to endure the change in the healing. But again, it goes back to, Lord, is that you? And then next we're going to talk about distinguishing what we hear from our own voices, what we say to ourselves. So join us next week for that. And you can always drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. And especially if you've got any questions, it's always so good to hear some great feedback about your experiences trying some of these things. But also if you have questions, I'm more than happy to discuss any of those with you as well. So thanks for tuning in. Again, we'll be back together again next weekend. Until then, have a great rest of the weekend. Thank you.